go.
What is up, boys and girls, wherever you are, whatever time difference we have right now, back at it again with Jujur Gue Pusing Podcast with me, Nandika, again, soloing, again, with the solo podcast, because my friend haven't been able to join this. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for the listener. I don't know if you guys even listened till the end or not, but yeah, thank you so much. And I'm sorry for the schedule. Couldn't be done because I can't get any like great topics to talk about. But right now, it's going to be a good one. And what is that? It's the topics are... drum roll, Instagram, yay. If you guys don't know what Instagram is, it's basically nothing, you know. I just came up with this idea when I make the sound effect, the drum roll sound effect, when I do or bzz, 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 or whatever it is. Anyway, what is Chinstagram? Chinstagram is basically a hashtag on Instagram. It's when it's like Throwback Thursday. It's like, you know, like a Fiasco Cam. It's basically something like that, similar to those I've mentioned. But what is Chinstagram? Where does that come from? The word chinsta, what is that? What does that mean? If you don't know, chinsta came from, originated from a word in Indonesian language. It's called love, it means love, chinsta. Actually, it's cinta. So it's like a slang. Cinta means love, and love means cinta. But we made it easier to remember, Chinstagram. So it's like catchy and stuff. So what is Chinstagram that we finna talk about, you know? Well, it's basically people sharing their loving and caring moment with their significant others. You know, one of my friend posted it a couple months ago, celebrating his newborn. I think it was a girl, newborn daughter, and he uses that hashtag. And from that, I was like, "Hey, he's pretty cool." You know, he's a cool guy, and he's like very, very. You know, his feats are awesome and everything. And yeah, Chinstagram, there you go. Like, usually it's like lovey-dovey thing, and you post it on Instagram, and then maybe you just married someone, then you post, maybe not married, but it's like, it's very low love thing. It's very romantic in a way. But yeah, why do I want to talk about Chinstagram? Because it's actually rare. You know, I don't think people have seen have used that term, Chinstagram, and I feel like we need to brought it up, guys. I feel like I need to post more Chinstagram content. You know, it could be with my cat. You know, I love my cat, I care about my cat, and he hasn't. They're just there whenever I need them, and I should post Chinstagram. Honestly, this might very well be the worst topics that we talk about, you know, but it's 5:09 a.m. in the morning. I can't make any new topic, and I got one, but my friends hasn't been able to join, so yeah. So Jinstagram, what is Jinstagram, you know? Why not Jinta Instagram? Because it's bad and it's not catchy. Okay, I guess this is it, guys. I'm stopping this very thing because it's so bad. Actually, that's the first topic that I want to talk about. The second one is what is the difference between mudik dan pulang kampung? I'm not even kidding, bro. I don't know what's the difference between two of it. You know, Mr. President said that it's different. He said that he said that mudik is happen during like twice a year, usually after Eid al-Fitri, after Ramadan, that is. So a lot of people go back to their hometown, like maybe you live in Java and then you went back to Kalimantan. If you live there, if you used to live there, if you were born from there, and your family's from there, that's mudik. By Mr. President's standard, that's mudik, which I can agree. I mean the term mudik usually being thrown when it's like close to Eid al-Fitri, right? And then the next one is pulang kampung. You know, Mr. President said that pulang kampung is like when you live in Jakarta and then you work at if you live in Bogor and then you work in Jakarta and then you take like the train or the sub, no, there's no subway, the train or like motorcycle, and then when you in Jakarta, you know, you want to go home, like where are you going? And the guy would say pulang kampung because the family and the sons and the houses at Bogor, so it's like pulang kampung, but you work there. So I'm not trying to be a genius here, I know it's not a rocket science if there's a difference between pulang kampung and mudik. It's just that I don't get it, you know. My IQ is not very high. If you guys haven't realized that, it's honestly, I think it's like 200 minus 200 or like 322 IQ. I don't know honestly. If you guys have any idea what it is. I mean, a lot of people like mocking him for making this statement, which I can also relate because I don't really know what's the difference. Maybe it's like, maybe I haven't read that much KBBI, Kamus Besar Bahasa Indonesia. It's like a huge dictionary for Indonesian language. And truth be told, I don't actually read that much dictionary, so I'm not trying to be like a smartass here or like a dickhead or like, you know, like netizen, or I'm just throwing it out there, you know. What are the difference between mudik and pulang kampung, which I really don't know, and what the Mr. President said is like what I just mentioned a couple minutes ago. But in my opinion, in my most humble opinion, what is the difference between mudik and pulang kampung? So mudik is actually from the word udik, you know. I'm not making this up. This is real. Udik. Udik is like when you mock someone, they're from the like faraway land, maybe they're like different from the rest of you. Like I got a friend, he's like I'm not gonna mention from which city, but it was from outside Java, right? and he acted like an udik. And I'm not even mocking him, or I'm not even joking about this, but like udik, you know, it's just thrown around to people that came to a city. It's not even, it doesn't have to be Jakarta, you know. I can go to Kalimantan Selatan, or I can go to Aceh and be called udik, and I wouldn't be angry, because like maybe I'm just different, maybe I'm just like katro in a way that is udik, you know. So like udik, that's the word originated from, you know, mudik, udik. So if you're like about to udik, I mean, if you're udik, you're from the villages, you know. I'm not saying it's bad. I mean, I'm from the villages as well, I guess. And I love villages. It's beautiful, and it doesn't have any traffic. But that has nothing to do with the topics, you know. I know, I'm sorry. So udik, that's the word. Udik, and then it turns to, and it has a shift. It shifted the meaning, you know. When people are mocking someone with udik, they made another word. It's called mudik, you know. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to mudik, you know. Like mudik, mudik, like move from the word move. So there, in Indonesian language, Bahasa Indonesia, there's a lot of like sponge. Bahasa Indonesia is like sponge, you know. There's a lot of mixed words, mixed languages in it. Like there's Arabic language, for example, the days we call them Senin, Selasa, Rabu, Kamis, Jumat, Sabtu. It's from Arabic language. Senaini, Salatha, Arba'a, and so on and so forth. And then there's also Netherlands. If you guys don't know the history book, I'm sure you all have known this, that we got a lot of like our language from there, from the Netherlands, the Holland, you know, like gratis. I don't know if that's the word, but like I think it could be anything, you know. I don't remember what exact word, but there's a lot of it. And yeah, so mudik is from English, actually. It's from move, like move, and then udik. So they just like, hey, it's globalization time, it's Western colonization time, let's just merge this word from udik to mudik, you know. When you call, so low-key, I'm not gonna lie, low-key, when you say mudik, it's like you're calling them a bad word. It's actually a swear word, you know, guys, if you don't know that. This is my opinion. I'm just trying to help, you know, the difference, to make a difference between mudik and like pulang kampung. So yeah, mudik. So if you all have to be careful, you know, right now, nowadays, now that the Mr. President said they're exactly the same thing, you have to be careful to throw this world, oh my god, I keep saying world, the word mudik, because people might think that, you know, at certain place in Indonesia, you know, it could be in Jakarta, or like I don't know, like Bekasi, or like Depok maybe, or Jaksel, or wherever, you know, people might get offended when you say, are you going to mudik right now, you know, just because of the political views, you know. You never know, you know. 2020 is the age of being politely, you have to be polite, otherwise you die. Yeah. I'm not even kidding, it's serious, I'm not being sarcastic in any way. So yeah, you have to be mindful and thoughtful about your words, and mudik is one of it, you know. So there, that's mudik, from the word mudik, from the word udik, and they merge it with move, so it's like mudik, move to your hometown. You know, you guys remember when I said, not, I'm not calling you guys, so if you remember when I said udik is from the villages, maybe from far away. I can be udik when I go to another place too, like I go to Japan, and people from Japan call me udik in their own slang. I mean, I would accept that because I probably am. And that's one. And the next one is the comparison between the word pulang kampung. What is that? What is pulang kampung? I mean, to be honest, I've never done it before. I live in Jakarta, South Jakarta. If you don't know that, I'm just saying it, the area is like, it's probably the southest of South Jakarta. It's not that, it's close to Depok, but it's not. Pulang kampung. What is that? Pulang kampung. Pulang means go, like go back. Back where? Pulang usually associate with going home. You know, when you want to go home. Hey, I want to go home. Where? You know, you don't ask where. You know, if you ask, I'm going home, it has to be your home, right? And pulang is that word. It's like pulang, like going back to the place that you cherish. You know, it could be your home. It could be your ex's home. It could be someone else's home. You could be homeless and you could go home too. You know, it's a lot of possibilities. You never know. And kampung means, again, udik. It's not udik. It's like a village. Kampung. It's a village. It could be like, it's not a suburb. It's not urban. It's like far away. And it's not far away. It's more like a village. Yeah. Like a village. Like if you are from the village, you would say you're from the kampung. And we don't have that many in Indonesia where it's like, we actually do have it. I just remember that Indonesia is very huge. I was just brain fart. My bad. There's a lot of kampung, and I wish I could go back home to my kampung, because I'm like 23 years old and I've never been to much. I never went back to my kampung. It's actually in Medan. I'm from Medan. My dad is from there, Medan, and he's like, he's born here too, and I'm born here too, so I never been there. So pulang kampung means that we go back, we go way back, where, to our home, to where we were born, to where we were raised, usually, not usually, but most of the time. And you go there's a distance between where you go, and usually there's a distance between where you are right now and your kampung. So it's called pulang kampung, going back to my hometown. Yeah, something like that. So the difference between mudik and pulang kampung, honestly, in terms of like, if you're just trying to like be fast about what you are saying, like, hey, where are you going? Mudik. It's like actually faster, you know, like mudik. Just two consonant or two words, two mixed. It's not even a word. It's not even a consonant. I don't know. Okay, it's that. Like, mudik. And pulang kampung is like super long. Like, if you're in a rush, you know, it could be, you could be in a train and you met someone. And you're like, where have you been, bro? Haven't seen you in a while, you know? Let's catch up and let's meet up. And you're busy, you're like listening to your music through Spotify Premium with your AirPods 2 or AirPods Pro, and be like, hey, no, I'm busy, I'm going to pulang kampung. And as we all know it, time is money, right? Especially for the millennials. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not kidding, I'm actually serious. Time is of the essence, and it's a money. It's a currency that you can't trade. So if you just waste that word, you know, you could say something else. Maybe you could say, "Hey, how are you?" instead of "pulang kampung." It's too long, and you just say, "Hey, I mudik," you know, couple months ago I mudik. So it's faster. It saves so much time, and maybe this is the correlation between the two, you know. That actually it doesn't have any differences. It just, you know, Mr. President loves saying the word. Yeah, he probably just into comparison like I do, you know, then this podcast, you know. Comparing between two things that is actually has nothing to do with each other, but this time it has, like mudik, pulang kampung. Well, I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'm just going to leave this discussion open here. You can interpret it however you like. I feel like the word are just the same. People are just being, I don't know, too nitpicky, you know. Mudik, pulang kampung. It's probably the same thing. It could be bad. It could be good. We never know, you know. But one thing for sure is, I feel like shouldn't be that harsh on Mr. President, because he probably is very dizzy, you know. If I'm his son, you know, if I'm his son, Kaya-san, I would probably say, "Hey, Dad, aren't you tired? Just give up." No, I would feel bad for my dad if he's like super tired for the country, you know. But maybe that's not why my dad is Mr. President and I'm not Mr. President's son. Because I would probably say, "Hey, if you can't do it, then just quit." But we all know our Mr. President is not a quitter, and no Indonesian is a quitter except me, I guess. I just said it. Yeah, that's that, you know. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening for this third episode. It's a little bit wonky and rondo, or like random. It's not that cool. Maybe I'm just filling the gap for, like, because I haven't released any episode yet lately. So yeah, I'll try my best to make it a little bit better, the schedule, and come up with a better topic. So I'm so sorry, I'm just filling gaps, filling the void, you know. You all know that, you've all been there. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this Jujur Gua Pusing podcast. I'm going out, and cheers, guys. Have a good one. Thank you for listening.